This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Another preacher on videotape, perhaps another awkward moment for a presidential campaign. The Reverend Rod Parsley leads an Ohio megachurch. He's endorsed Republican candidate John McCain. Here are a couple of clips from past sermons that surfaced over the weekend.
Islam is an anti-Christ religion that intends through violence to conquer the world. The fact is that America was founded, I'm going to stagger you right now, America was founded in part with the intention of seeing this false religion destroyed.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is with us. Ron, welcome back. And let's just note here, Senator Obama's former minister, Jeremiah Wright, was accused of attacking America. Here's Reverend Parsley attacking Islam, not as offensive to so many people in this country probably, but there's also videotape on YouTube of Senator McCain calling this man a great moral leader. So what does his campaign have to say about all this?
It's another embarrassment, really, for the McCain campaign on the religion and politics front. You know, the senator has not been exactly comfortable with these issues over the years, or with televangelists, for that matter. When he ran in 2000, he denounced them, even the most famous ones in the country. But this winter, for a time, he thought he needed them, and he cozied up to a few, including Reverend John Hagee down in Texas, quite famous, and in this particular case, Rod Parsley. Parsley is not a big, you know, national force. He's not as radioactive as John Hagee, whose diatribes have been more about gays and Catholics, a rather larger voting bloc. But as we said a few weeks ago, there does not seem to be a lot of video of John Hagee saying that Hurricane Katrina was God's vengeance on gays in New Orleans or all those kinds of things. And so it didn't really provide a kind of equivalence with all those inflammatory videos of Jeremiah Wright that you mentioned. So there's been something of a search for this video of Hagee by independent groups opposed to McCain, something to put on YouTube, and they came up instead with Reverend Parsley.
When I looked this morning, I saw almost 300,000 hits, so yeah, people are starting to watch this. There's this news, too, about the McCain campaign. Resignations, another resignation over the weekend. I guess he has said to the people on his staff who are lobbyists, either you're with the campaign or you're with your lobbying firm, but not both. And so people are leaving.
This is a tough one. He's lost five people from among his senior staff and advisors, including his national finance co-chair, Tom Leffler. These men were all lobbyists who had clients who might be a problem for the campaign, most notably two of them, not Leffler, who worked for a firm representing the junta that runs Myanmar, well, probably right now the least popular government in the world. So McCain has now issued a policy that no one with a title in his campaign can be a registered lobbyist or a foreign agent, and it also bars anyone in the campaign from working for independent groups of the kind that make hit ads, attack ads against other candidates. You know, John McCain has talked a lot about ethics and lobbying and campaign finance and cleaning up the situation in Washington. And some of that is coming back to haunt him here with some of these associates. He has done a lot of talking, and he now is showing that he wants to walk the walk.
Two more primaries tomorrow for the Democrats, Oregon and Kentucky. Last week you said this thing might actually be over Wednesday.
I think that Barack Obama, by winning a majority in Oregon, will go over the top in terms of having an absolute majority of pledged delegates overall. That's always been the key because the superdelegates are not going to contradict the pledged delegates. So in a sense, that will end it. I don't expect Hillary Clinton will drop out, though, until after the last primaries on June 3rd.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, thank you again.
Thank you, Alex.